Today's Amud for Chazara is Megillah Gimel Amud Aleph. We're holding on Beis Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom, by the words V'am Rabbi Yirmiya. It says the Gemara, V'am Rabbi Yirmiya V'itim Rabbi Chiba Rabbo, Menatzbach Tzayfim Amarum, that Menatzbach, these letters that change when they're at the end of a word, so those that Nevi'im, Tzayfim, the Nevi'im, they're the ones who invented this concept. Ask the Gemara, but this rock, could that really be? Maksiv the Pasuk says that Eidel HaMitzvahs, it's only these are the mitzvahs. We darsh it from there, She'navi Rasha L'chadish Davar Me'ato. The Nevi'im can't go ahead and make up new mitzvahs, they can't make up new ideas. V'ayid, and furthermore, Ham Rav Chista taught us that Mem V'samach Shebelucha is B'neis Hayu Amud Aimden, that the Mem and the Samach that appeared in the Luchais, being that they're complete circles or squares, so, and the Luchais, the letters were engraved all the way through, so how did the Mem and Samach stand in the Luchais? It was an ace. Now we can't be referring to a mem pasuach, the mem that goes in the middle of a word, because that doesn't require an ace. It's not a full square. It must be he's referring to a mem sasum that goes at the end of a word. And so you see that existed already by Matan Torah. It's not something that the Nevi'im invented. So says the Gemara, Ein Achanami, Ein Mehavu Havu, Ein Achanami, it existed already by Matan Torah. However, V'loi Havu Yadi, Hei Be'emtza Teva, Hei Be'saif Teva. They didn't know which letter goes in the middle of the word, and when, which type goes at the end of the word. V'asu Tzayfim, V'tiknu, P'suchin, Me'be'emtza, Be'emtza Teva, and V'stumin Be'saif Teva. And in the Nevi'im, they're the ones who came and established that the letters that are Pasuach, those are the ones that go in the middle of the word. And the letters, the end of Chav, the end of Mem, the end of Nun, all those letters, they're the ones that go at the end of the word. Ask the Gemara, Saif Saif, how could the Nevi'im make such a Takana? Eil HaMitzvah, She'inav Yasa L'chadish Davar Me'ata. The Nevi'im can't make new Takanas like that. Says the Gemara, El Shakchem V'chazur V'yistam. And the Chanami, it's not their own invention. This is something that always existed. This always was the din. It's just that it was forgotten. And the Nevi'im then came and they reestablished the halacha. Amar v'yirmi avitem revchi barabo. The targum shal teira unklos hagir amarum. Now you should know the targum that we have on the Chumash. So that's targum unklos. So it's written by unklos. And he wrote it mipi Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua, based off teachings that he heard from Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Targum shal Nevi'im Yoinasan ben Uziel Amaroi. The targum that we have on Nevi'im, that's targum Yoinasan, and it was mipi Chagai Zechariah Mulachi. And he wrote it based off teachings of Chagai Zechariah Mulachi, which the Marsha points out that Yoinasan ben Uziel lived much later, but it's based off of the Torah of Chagai Zechariah Mulachi. And says the Gemara that when Yonis ben Uziel wrote this Targum, v'nizdazla Eretz Yisrael arba me'ayis parasa arba me'ayis parasa. There was a tremendous earthquake in Eretz Yisrael. And Yatza Baskel, Baskel came out v'amr and it said, Mi huzesh agilu starah levnei adam? Who is this person that's revealing my secrets to people? And Amad Yonis ben Uziel, Raglav, Yonis ben Uziel got up and he stood up v'amr and he said, Ani hu shigalisi starah levnei adam? It's me. I'm the one who's revealing your secrets. But you should know, said Yainasan, that Galav Yadua Lefanecha, Sholichvaydi Asisi, I'm not doing it for my own honor, Vilichvayd Beis Abo, I'm not doing it for the honor of my family, Elichvaydcha Asisi, Sholyarbu Machlaikas Be Yisrael. I'm doing this for your covet, so that people should understand the psukim, so that there shouldn't be so many machlaikasim. Vaoid Biki Shagali is Targum Shal Ksuvim. Yainasan ben Uziel, he also wanted to write a Targum for Ksuvim. However, Yatsa Basko Vamro Loy Dayecha. And Basko came out and said, no, must speak, you did enough, no targum on ksuvim. My time out, why was there this special akpada on ksuvim? Says the Gemara, Mishum de Isbei, Ketz Mashiach. And say for Daniel, you have the Ketz Mashiach, so they didn't want Yonis and Ben Uziel to clarify these psukim. Says the Gemara, V'targum shal Torah Unklus Hager Amari. Is it really true that the targum on the Torah was written by Unklus? It didn't precede Unklus? V'amrav Iko Barav and Amrav Chanan Amrav. Ma'idich Siv, what's the meaning of the Pasuk that says about Yirmiya? It says that V'yikru B'sefer Torah Salukim and Feirish V'sayim Seicha V'vinu B'mikra. And we dash from this Pasuk that what was going on, V'yikru B'sefer Torah Salukim. It says that they were reading from the Sefer Torah Salukim. Z'mikra, it means they were reading the Pasuk from the Torah. Mifur. It means that they were also reading the Targum. So you see that already the Targum, already Bizman Yirmiya, at least existed. So way before Targum, way before Unklus Hager. And then just once we're mentioning this Strasha, Claire explaining the Pasuk. So the Gemara just continues. V'sayim Seichel, Elu Apsukin. They knew where the Psukim ended. V'vinu Bamikra, Elu Piskei Taimim. They knew the Trup for the words. V'amri La Elu Amasayres. They knew the different ways how to read the words. Sometimes the way you read it translated is differently than the way it's written, so they knew all of that. But the point is that you see Targum existed before Unklos Hager. So says the Gemara, Shakchum v'chazur v'yastum, same you said as before, that the concept, the words, the Targum itself existed before, but it was forgotten, and Unklos is the one who then wrote it down and passed it on for all future generations. Now, Maishna da Raisa d'lo is Dazov, v'ada Navi des Dazov. So as the Gemara, why is it that there was this earthquake only when Yonis ben Uziel wrote the translation on Navi, and not when Unklus wrote the translation on the Torah? So says the Gemara, because the Araisim in Farsha Milsa. Because anyways, the Psukim in the Torah are rather clear, and Targum Yonisan is not really adding, Targum Unklus is not really clarifying the Psukim so much. Whereas the Navi, Ikamili de Mefarshan, Vikimili de Mistasman, the Misasman. That there are some parts, some Psukim that in Hanami are clear even without Targum, but there are some Psukim that you really wouldn't know too easily what's going on without Targum Yonasan, and that was considered like revealing the secrets. The Chsivas, the Pasuk says, B'yayimahu, the Gemara is just choosing one pasuk as an example of a pasuk which is not very clear what the pasuk is referring to without Targum. The pasuk says that Biyoy Mahul, that Lasa Lavoy, so Yigdal HaMispa B'Yerushalayim, there's going to be a great hesped in Yerushalayim, K'mispa HaDadrimoin B'Bikas Megidoin. Like the hesped of HaDadrimoin in the Bika of Megidoin. Now we have no idea what that means. V'am Rabbi Yosef, V'amali Targum O'Daikro, V'yadana Maikomer. If not Targum, we wouldn't know what hesped this the end of the pasuk is referring to. However, we have the Targum now, which explains as follows, that B'yoyimahu, now on that day, referring to Lasa Lavoy, so Yizge Mispada B'Yerushalayim, there's going to be a great aspid in Yerushalayim, K'mispada Da'achav Baramari, the Katol Yasei Hadadrimoin Ben Tavrimoin Baramoy Skilod, like the hespid that was given on Achav, who was killed by Hadadrimoin in Ramoy Skilod, Ukemispada the Yeshiyahu Bar Amain the Katul Yase Pari Chagira the Bikas Megidai. And like the Hesped that was given on Yeshiyahu when he was killed by Paru Chagira in Bikas Megidai. The point is that you just see that there are certain psukim that are more sasim. That's why there was a bigger deal when Yoinas and Ben Uziel translated the psukim in Navi. Now says the Gemara about Daniel, that for Isi Ani Daniel Levadia Samara, Daniel said about himself that it was only I saw the Mara, I saw the vision. However, Vahanashim Ashir Hayuimi Loiro Asamara, but the other men that were with me, they didn't see the Mara. Avacharad Gedolu Nafu Aleim, but they had a tremendous fear from this Mara, even though they didn't see it. VeYivrechu BeYichave, and they went and they hid somewhere. They ran away and they hid somewhere. Now Maninu Anashim. Who were these Anashim that were with Daniel? Amar Rav Yirmiyah Vitim Rav Achiyah Barabo Zechagai Zechariah Umalachi. It's referring to these Nevi'im. And says the Gemara, that Inu Adifu Minei V'Ihu Adif Minayu. They were greater than him, and he in a way was greater than them. Inu Adifu Minei D'Inu Nevi'e V'Ihu Lav Navi. They had an advantage, they were greater than him, that they were Nevi'im. Whereas Daniel was not a Navi. He saw visions, but he was never sent as a Shliach to go to Klal Yisrael with the Nevuah, and therefore that's not called a Navi. And Ihu Adif Minayu, but Daniel was in a way greater than them, D'Ihu Chaza V'Inu Lai Chazu. Like we see that Daniel saw this vision, and they did not see this vision. Now ask the Gemara, just Pashup Shan on the Pasuk, V'chim Acher D'Lai Chazu, so my time Yibayisu. If they didn't see the vision, so why is it that they got scared? Says the Gemara, Afogav D'Inu Lai Chazu, Mazalayu Chazu. Because even though they didn't physically see it, but their mazel saw it, and that was enough to give them this fear. And Amar Ravina, Ravina says that you should take this yisoid as a yisoid in life. That Shema Mina, Haiman Demivis. If you ever notice, if you ever get scared, and Afogav Diu Leichazi, Maz Leichazi. Even if you don't see anything, you don't understand why you're getting scared. It's not like there's anything that you see. It must be it's because your mazel sees something. So says the Gemara Maita Kante. So what's the fix? What should you do? Likrei Kriyashma. You should read Kriyashma. V'i kain b'makum atinayfes. And if you're in a dirty place where you're unable to read Kriyashma, so linshoif miduchte arba garmide. So you should jump for amais. V'ilai, and if you're not able to jump for amais, so lema hachi, you should say the following, that easy to be tabachi shemeinu minai, that the goats in the slaughterhouse, they're fatter than I am, and that will make whatever mazikin it is that your mazel saw, it will make them go away.